In baseball, in the American League, the Yankees crushed Boston 13-3. In the National League, the Mets topped Miami 5-1. Philadelphia tripled up the Dodgers 6-2. The Cubs blanked Pittsburgh 5-0. New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski is happy with his reworked contract that reportedly gives him $4 million of the $10 million bonus he had coming to him after the 2015 season. According to reports, the paying of that bonus guarantees the rest of his deal through 2019. The NFL Players Association has released a 457-page transcript of Tom Brady's June testimony in the deflated balls controversy in a filing in federal court in Manhattan. In it, the New England Patriots quarterback denies tampering with footballs in the AFC Championship game or telling anyone to. The American Athletic Conference is not one of the nation's power conferences. Its commissioner wants to change that. Mike Resco says his league will not accept the status quo in which the Big Ten, Big 12, Atlantic Coast Conference, Southeastern Conference, and Pac-12 are perceived to be on a different level from the AAC. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh wants to ban chewing tobacco in sports venues across the city. The mayor is expected to discuss a proposed new ordinance this morning at a city park. Public health officials, advocates, local youth, and former Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling are expected to attend. Schilling revealed earlier this year that he was diagnosed and treated for mouth cancer. He believes chewing tobacco was the cause. Lawyers for former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez are asking a judge to toss out evidence seized from the SUV authorities say Hernandez was in when he fatally shot two men over a spilled drink. Meanwhile, a judge has approved a request by the fiancé of Hernandez to add his last name to hers. Brazil will play Costa Rica in an exhibition at Red Bull Arena on September 5th, 3 days before the Seleção meet the United States at Foxborough, Massachusetts.